Hi, I'm Mikko Pellid, and I'm speaking to you from Palestine House of Freedom here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. I want to talk about the question, does Israel have a right to exist? This is a question that comes up many, many times. It is a question that is obviously asked and thrown at people by Zionists, by people who think that Israel does have a right to exist. And many times they ask it in order to trap or entrap whoever it is that's talking. So let's take a look, a close look at this question. People have a right to self-determination. States do not have a moral or intrinsic right to exist. They are political and legal creations, and they come and they go. Many of us remember that there was a country called Yugoslavia at one point. There was a country called Czechoslovakia. There was a country called South Vietnam. There was Rhodesia. And so on and so forth. No one ever brought up the question, do they have a right to exist or do they not have a right to exist? They evolved into what they are today as a result of the change in political circumstances. Certainly on the issue of Palestine, when we say Israel does not have a right to exist, this refers to how the state was established and the history of the last 80 years in the region and what that state has created. What that state has done and how it existed as an actor in that part of the world, in Western Asia. The state of Israel was established after a brutal campaign of ethnic cleansing, massacres, and violations of international law. Many of these are considered crimes against humanity. And then the crime of apartheid was committed when the state created itself as an apartheid state. The state of Israel established itself as an apartheid state. And of course, we know today that all the major human rights organizations have recognized that and stated very clearly in published reports saying that it is an apartheid state. So saying that Israel has a right to exist is legitimizing these crimes against humanity and saying that a state has a right to exist, even though it has committed these crimes of ethnic cleansing, apartheid, and now, of course, we know genocide as well. People who say Israel does have a right to exist refer to this notion that Jewish people are a nation like all nations, and therefore they have a right to self-determination. And because of the history of the Jewish people in Europe, anti-Semitism and the Holocaust, there is a necessity for a Jewish state in order to protect the Jewish nation. But this claim rests on a misleading assumption, on a wrongful assumption, which was created by the Zionists and is spread by the Zionists, and according to which the Jews are, or Jewish people are, a nation in the modern sense of the word. However, this is not true. Judaism defines what it means to be a Jewish person, and that is someone who is born to a Jewish mother or has converted to Judaism. Now, one of the most notable rabbis and Jewish scholars of the 10th century, his name was Saadia Gaon, or in Arabic he was called Sayyid bin Yusuf al-Fayyumi. He was born in Egypt, he lived in Palestine for a while, and then he lived in what is modern-day Baghdad, or modern-day Iraq, I should say. And the things he wrote and the things he said and his interpretations are still revered and studied to this day. And one of his very famous statements is that the people of Israel are a people unified by their religious laws. And this is something that has been said over and over again by many rabbis in the past and currently today. Probably the most notable of all today is Rabbi Yaakov Shapiro. I encourage people to look him up. He has a presence on social media, on YouTube, and so forth. And he is really an expert in the field. Now, the other thing that comes up quite often is the link between Jewish people and the Holy Land. And this yearning that Jewish people express when they worship to be in the Holy Land, to return to the Holy Land. But this is not a question of sovereignty, and it's not an ambition to subjugate another people. This is about worship. It's a religious thing. Just like being a Jewish person is a definition of someone's faith, the yearning for the Holy Land is as an act of faith. It's just an act of worship, because as Jewish people and many others believe, the Holy Land was decreed holy by the Almighty. So again, it's not a sovereignty issue. In fact, Jews are prohibited, according to Jewish law, from sovereignty in the Holy Land, which is something, of course, that many people don't realize. The Zionists are in violation of Jewish law. So once again, Jewish people are a nation unified by its faith, not language, not culture, not a land, and not any other characteristic of a modern nation. That is why Jews from Poland have nothing in common with Jews, say, in Yemen, other than the fact that they follow the same religious laws, the laws that define what it means to be a Jew. But they eat different food, they speak different languages, they look different, and so forth. Now, the fact is that Israel exists. It has been recognized by the international community. It has been recognized by the United Nations. But when we say Israel does not have a right to exist, this is not a legal claim, but a moral and political position. Legitimizing a genocidal apartheid regime that has taken over another nation's land and changed its name is legitimizing the crimes. These are crimes that are known to be crimes against humanity. So if anyone believes and claims that Israel has a right to exist, that means accepting Israel as it is. There's an 80-year history. We know what has happened in Western Asia since the State of Israel was established, and North Africa as well. We know about the wars. We know about the refugees. We know about the assassinations of people around the world and so forth, almost all initiated by the State of Israel. Now, the State of Israel not only is a regime that has taken over Palestine and now controls all of it, and by it, I mean the people and the resources, it is also in the process, a very, very aggressive process, of destroying the history and the heritage of Palestine. Palestine has a long and glorious Muslim and Arab heritage that goes back more than 1,500 years. All of that is being destroyed, town by town, village by village, city by city. And two of the most notable examples are in the city of Hebron, El Khalil, where the Ibrahimi Mosque has just been taken over by settlers. And in Jerusalem, not only the city is going through a process of getting rid of the Palestinians and getting rid of the Muslim and Arab heritage of the city, but the Al-Aqsa compound, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, there's a strong, strong push to take over that, destroy it, and build something else in its place. And of course, we all know the Golden Dome in the Al-Aqsa compound, the Dome of the Rock, is maybe the most iconic symbol of Jerusalem. So it's a package deal. Recognizing Israel's right to exist means recognizing that all of that has a right to exist. So I would offer that perhaps the question needs to be reframed. Not does Israel have a right to exist, but does this regime called Israel that has taken over Palestine have a right to exist at the expense of Palestinians and in violation of the rights of the Palestinian people? And that each and every person can only answer on their own. Thank you.